Hi, everyone. Welcome to Project Mindy, a podcast about the work of Mindy Kaling. Today, I'm joined by my friend Kalindi from the Housewives Heretics podcast, and we're talking about the first episode of Mindy Kaling's new show, The Sex Lives of College Girls. I'm so excited we finally got to see this show.
Me too. This is what I've been waiting for. It's so nice to see on screen current times, scripted writing from Mindy.
And it was co-created by Justin Noble. So there was a lot in this episode. The title is Welcome to Essex, so it's very, like, setting up the story. But you said when you watched it, you were almost like, is this, like, a double episode? Like, what is going on?
Yes. I mean, a lot of characters, a lot of storylines, everything. So good. Loved it. I think maybe too where it was on HBO, and so there's no commercials or anything. It's like a longer actual episode that it feels even more content is shoved in there. So yeah, loved it though.
Yeah, we got to learn a lot about these girls.
So much.
So it's very typical, like, college. So I went to a state school in Michigan, like a huge school. So I have always been, like, very interested in these, like, elite liberal arts Northeast schools.
Right.
But I don't know anything about them.
Same, same. I went to, like, Marshall University in West Virginia for my bachelor's. And then I went to Pitt for my master's. But I was already, like, engaged and older, you know, by that point. So I wasn't.
You weren't, like, partying on campus.
No, I wasn't wilding out, unfortunately.
So the show starts with the four girls getting dropped off, like, freshman year, and we kind of see, like, they all have very distinct personalities.
Yes.
So the show calls her Bella, so that's what I'm going to call her character's name, but I would pronounce it Bela. And it's played by Amrith Kaur, who I got to interview for Brown Girl Magazine last week. And she is a joy. She's so great. And her character is very sex positive. And she even talks to her parents about how, like, this is going to be my reinvention.
Yes. Your article was incredible. I read it multiple times. I'm so proud of you. Everyone, definitely go check it out. And it will give you more background of the characters, too. So if we're brief today, go on to Brown Girls Mag.
Yeah. So I tried to get an intro, but it was, like, really hard to stay within the word limit. Because there's – so Bella, I guess, is, like, you know – child of immigrants, you know, wants to be sex positive.
Right.
And then Whitney is played by Alia Scott, and her mom's played by Sherry Shepherd and is supposed to be, like, a liberal senator.
Yes. Very work boss.
Yes. And she takes a call from CNN, like, while she's dropping her daughter off at college.
And she plays soccer. She's a big soccer star.
Yes. So she's the athlete.
Yes.
Layton is, like, the rich girl who is a legacy student.
Yes, she should be on Gossip Girl.
Okay, so I was reading the histories of the actresses, and it said that she was in Mean Girls, and I was like, wait, no, she wasn't, but she was in, she played Regina George on Broadway in Mean Girls, which I didn't see.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I love the Mean Girls Broadway show. I thought you were going to say that she was, like, Regina George's sister, Kaylee.
Oh, like all the grown up?
Yeah. I was like, oh my god. Okay, I definitely recognize her now. She was great in that role.
Oh, and then when I understood it, I was like, she looks exactly like someone who would play Regina George.
Yes, she killed that role. So makes sense. Perfect.
And Layton is really excited to room with her best friends from high school. So since she's so excited, like, we know something bad is gonna happen there.
There's a trouble brewing.
And Kimberly is the poor scholarship student. I mean, she has a work study job, but I assume she also, like, I don't know. I think these schools are, like, need blind. So,
I think that she's just, like, middle class. But to these people, I mean, obviously these are super elite when your parents are senators and your legacies, you know?
Yeah.
I think that she's probably the poor one of them, and she's just a little, what did they say, from a hick town, even though she's from Arizona.
Her dad can't even eat tacos because they're too spicy.
Oh, yes.
I think so, too. So the girls are, like, heading into their... Okay, so they live in a suite, and it seemed like there was a common area and then two bedrooms. But I'd never lived in a suite in college. Like, we just had, like a room that I shared with a roommate. Did you have a suite situation?
No, I never lived in the dorms, but my best friend did, and she lived like you. But it reminded me of Gilmore Girls when Rory goes to Yale.
Okay, so we've both seen that episode multiple times, right?
Yes.
Okay, so it's definitely that situation because Bella and Kimberly meet, and the, you know, parents are nice, and they're like, you know, everything, no drama with them. And then Leighton comes in, and she's like, what is going on? You are not my best friends from high school.
Yeah. She's not about it. She's like, I'm done. She gets the burn book and starts screaming immediately. It's terrible.
She's Rory being like, wait, why is Paris here?
Oh my goodness. Seriously.
And then Leighton walks down the hall and she sees her friends and they play innocent. They're such bitches. They're like, oh, well, maybe you didn't fill out the form right.
Yeah. And you know, because her dad says, like, your friends are assholes. You don't need to be friends with them. I'm like, they did this. You immediately know they did this on purpose. And then when I saw them, too, I was like, you guys aren't even, like, who wants to be friends with you?
I don't know.
You look not fun.
They don't look fun.
They look like in Legally Blonde, like Vivian Kensington. Like,
oh, yeah, because she even had that kind of Argyle and Pearl thing going on.
Like, yeah. Yeah, when I dress up as a frigid bitch, I try not to look so constipated. That's what I would tell them I went to my new dorm meets.
Leighton even has that, like, Reese look, too, with the blonde hair. And then they're all in a meeting. It kind of seems like the French guy is, like, their RA type person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that, those icebreaker questions, which I hate, by the way. Like, I don't know.
Makes me nuts. No, nothing can give me more anxiety. Like, I need an Ativan immediately if someone says that word. I'm like, what do I say about myself? I don't know. I don't know.
We talk about TV shows. That's what we like to do. I don't know. What else do we have to say?
Exactly. Leave me alone.
And that's when we meet, her character's name is Jocelyn, and it's played by the actress Lauren Spencer. She is great on Instagram, by the way. So she's a TikTok star, and everyone, like, pulls out their phone, and they're really excited to, like, meet a celebrity.
Yeah, so cute.
And Kimberly is talking about how she is, like, nervous about her work-study interview, and I think that's the first clue when she realizes no other student has a job. She's like, wait,
she's the only.
And she's working in the campus coffee shop, which we had that too. Like, that's familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Libraries, the snack shacks, the coffee shops. That's where the jobs usually were. Bookstore.
Yeah. She's really excited to make friends.
Yes. She's so enthusiastic. She's sweet.
She's very naive. There's another, her black coworker. She's like, I'm so excited to have a black friend. So what was it like for you growing up?
Oh my gosh. Immediately. I was dying. I put my head under the covers. And when he, talks about Jay-Z and says his mom's a crack addict, I was like, oh, read her to filth, babe. I mean, she deserves it. You know, like, she means well, but you gotta burst that little bubble a little.
Yeah, she really had that coming to her, right?
Yeah.
And Leighton figures out that her friends dumped her, and she's like, whatever, I don't care. And Kimberly's really sweet and brings her back, like a burrito from the dining hall. But, okay, did you notice in Leighton's dorm room there was a Smeg fridge next to her?
No.
Okay, do you know what, like, Smeg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like Chris Jenner toaster.
I had a mini fridge in my dorm room, but it was definitely not, like, fancy like hers. But I thought that was a cute touch.
Yeah. Super. That's very on character for her. I feel like that's great. Yeah. But then she didn't eat the burrito, and I was like, hand it over.
Yeah.
Never turn away food.
Especially in college. But she said later, like, I don't eat for pleasure. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
And then her brother comes by, which I didn't realize we saw him very early in the episode, like running shirtless.
Yes. I thought that he was going to be like her ex-boyfriend or like, I don't know, maybe a gay best friend. He's beautiful.
Beautiful. Did you think he looked like, it looks like Paxton from Never Have I Ever?
I could totally see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. He's a little ambiguous looking.
Yeah. That's why I was like,
Yeah. And okay, so you watch Friends, obviously.
Obviously.
And you know how Rachel and, I'm sorry, Monica and Ross always were like a little too friendly for brother and sister? Yeah.
Yeah, you were always like, is this, well, I only have sisters, so I was always like, is this what it's like? This is like a little borderline incest.
No, I have an older brother and we're not like that at all.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Like, do we wrestle? Do we like pick each other up?
No.
Like, okay.
I don't know. I kind of got that. Like, they're a little friendly, but maybe that's just me thinking of Friends.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
But the big clue is he's like, hey, my friend is asking about you and he wants to know if you're interested. And she kind of blows it off. So we know that that's foreshadowing something.
Yeah. And how old, what's the age difference between you and your brother? Because is this like a thing because they're so close in age? Because I feel like I would be even more like, do not look at my sisters. Do not, you know,
yeah,
like a year or two apart.
So my brother is 7 years older than me. And I think that like, he's always been like older brother. Like right. We were never in the same like school or anything.
Yeah. Maybe that gives it a little bit of a different vibe, but I don't know. I don't see it.
I still wouldn't either.
Comment in the comment section and tell us your relationships with your brother, please. Brother-sister dynamics.
I don't know. I feel like I do know people. Well, okay. So I know a set of twins and their brother and sister, and they're very close and talk about that stuff. But twins are weird.
I feel like twins are not real people. They're so fascinating to me. I'm obsessed. Like, I would love to have twins. But I think you are literally, like, almost the same human. So they're not a normal dynamic. You know,
yeah,
boy, girl, boy, boy, any of it. It's fascinating.
So Bella's character thing is that she wants to write for the Catullan, which is the school's humor magazine. So I felt they were trying to do like a Harvard Lampoon type thing, even though I know all those Ivy League schools have their own comedy magazines, but
right.
That's just the one I know the most.
And she's obsessed with Seth Meyers, which I feel like Mindy is obsessed with Seth Meyers because
and
we have so many Meyers sightings.
We just talked about the episode with Seth Meyers' brother.
Yeah, knock off Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, and it is cute that she had his picture up in her dorm room, like, first thing.
Yeah, adorable.
And boy-wise, Kimberly has a boyfriend from home, and she's like, yeah, we are waiting to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
Max, wait, so what did you think when you heard that?
That he's gay.
Yeah.
I was like, they're a future power couple from D.C., so I was like, he needs a beard, and it's Kimberly.
Okay, I'm going to skip ahead to see what happens with Kimberly, because I just want to talk about it. So I think the audience is supposed to think, like, something's going on if they haven't had sex. Like, mm-hmm. He's gay or he is cheating or something. So he ends up coming by and he's like, hey, so I came up from Princeton. Can I stay here for the weekend? And if I were her roommates, I would have been like, no. Like, you can't just have someone.
I bet we just met you.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be the first week, right?
Yeah. And he asked her to buy him food.
I mean, I think they're, you know, I don't know if they're an equal amount of poor, but they established that neither of them are well off.
Exactly.
So they end up sleeping together.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Is the actor really that hairy, or did they like paint some hair on him? Because I've never seen someone that hairy.
I need to know this for sure. I'm so, the only thing that I could even think about in comparison is, I don't know if you watch Below Deck, but I've been like binging them, and there's these two charter guests that are so hairy and have like a wax bet that's all I could think about. Like literal Chewbacca.
Yeah, and it's like people always joke about like your chest hair looks like a sweater, but his actually did.
It was a lot.
So they have sex, and it's a little weird. Like, I don't know if we were supposed to decide from her facial expression that it was painful or not.
Yeah, I think it was just the awkward first time. Just,
Yeah.
uncomfortable. No,
And like,
not
not very
great.
considerate to your roommates. One, he just drops by, and then you're like, hey, we're just gonna have sex in the common room.
Yeah, and he's gonna shed all over our new couch.
Gross.
Did they even pack lint rollers? No one expected to have a dog there.
So one of them should have said that.
Seriously. I'll DM Mindy and let her know my
Yeah.
truth.
But then why did he dump her the next day?
I think that he really just is an asshole that wanted to, like, that he is used to using her. That's his comfort zone. And then he realized that it wasn't cool to be in college and be a virgin. So he was like, okay, I'm obviously not going to meet someone here and hook up with them in 24 hours. So let me drive back and on the train and get it in and get a free dinner.
Okay, so then he's like, I just want to lose my virginity and then I can just hook up with lots of girls.
Exactly. Like, I
Okay.
won't, and even if I don't hook up with lots of girls, he won't be a college virgin.
Oh, so maybe he had a conversation with his roommates and he realized
Yeah.
he was the only virgin and felt bad.
Yeah. And he sucks. So.
Yeah, sucks. Yeah, so we feel really bad for Kimberly. And then that day she has to go to work at Sips, which, on Gilmore Girls have Lorelai Loves Coffee, and she was with that guy and they were trying to decide names of coffee shops.
Yeah.
Sips is okay, I guess.
Yeah, it's fine. Especially college-y, I guess. That's fine.
Yeah.
Cute adolescent, whatever.
And she kind of stands up for herself and is not so shy when she sees one of the like typical rich kids like just throwing their garbage on the ground, and she's like, treat us like we're human just because we don't have $100 jeans.
Yeah. I loved when she popped off, especially in defense of Kanan. I was like, this is gonna get her the respect and an actual black friend like she wanted, because she's actually a good person and standing up for all of them. So I loved it. I wish she'd be more angry more, and I wish that she would channel that that energy and go after Max's hairy ass.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see Max again, though, do you?
I hope not. I
Yeah.
mean, unless she like goes and like rips his hair out in his sleep or something, I don't need it.
That was enough. But I did, so clearly she's going to be bonded with her coworkers now, which is
Yes,
nice.
which is so good.
Okay, let's go back to Bella. So she said she wanted to join the comedy magazine, and we get a scene where it's clear that there's like what, like hundreds maybe of people trying out?
Yeah, I feel like the auditorium was pretty full. And that was just the people trying out. That's not the whole staff that's already on there.
Right. And she gets invited to, okay, we've talked about how housewives always have the like Great Gatsby parties and how lame it is. So their party was called Drop It Like F. Scott. And Leighton was like, yeah, dress up like a 20 slut.
Yeah, I thought that was a brilliant name, first of all. Like, if you're gonna go with the regular 20s theme, at least rename it. Let's rebrand.
Yeah, it's better than calling it a Great Gatsby party.
Yeah, and I always just get annoyed because that's not even the Great Gatsby's not even my favorite. Like, why can't we all have Beautiful and the Damned parties?
And the Great Gatsby is like a big tragedy. It's not
Yeah.
like, oh, it's so romantic.
It's not fun. Like, he doesn't have fun ever at his parties. And then, I mean, terrible ending. Yeah.
Spoiler.
I don't know if we're going to go into dead, but.
He dies at the end, guys. Dead.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. In case you win, next time you want to have a Great Gatsby party, remember that. Someone should be dead in a pool at the end.
Okay, so this is when Bella's like, okay, I'm gonna try to get in good with the people who are on staff right now. And then, but we only see it in flashbacks, but apparently she decides to give six guys hand jobs.
Yeah, because they tell her that there's not really female spots. And she's like, okay, so I'll make it. I'm going to make a great impression. And he's like, you need to impress all of them. And, you know, newly sex positive Bella, that's the way she wants to get it done. And I mean, she might need a brace or something the next day.
I know.
Those young, beautiful joints. I would need carpal tunnel surgery.
I am just so curious to see how this happened. Like, she's talking them up and then just, like, initiates it.
And one at a time? Or is it, like, are we doing a group scene?
It seemed like it was one at a time, but, like, were the rest of them waiting outside the door? Like,
and did they at least bring her refreshments while they were waiting outside the door? Like, great job getting him off. Here's another cocktail. Here's a goldfish. My turn.
And okay, to get graphic, if she has no experience, like, how did she know what to do? I mean, like, I guess they would kind of help her, but I feel like I would just, I guess she's not scared. So she just kind of dived right.
Yeah, in. I guess you're right. Yeah. Just the sheer like enthusiasm because yeah, you're right. And they're drinking, it's a party. So you'd think that it wouldn't be the easiest.
I cannot even imagine. You're right. Like, she must have, like, chafing. Mm.
Yep. I hope that there is, like, a Walgreens nearby and someone DoorDashed her some Icy Hot and some wrist brace. Because she's going to need it.
And all I could think was, like, was she washing her hands in between?
Yeah, and, like, were they standing up? Was she on her knees?
They in the flashbacks we saw, it seemed like they were just standing.
See, you're like, that's still, like, whew, she's going to have shoulder pain. Exhausted.
On your feet for that long.
You deserve this, girl. You deserve this spot.
And she does end up getting a spot, which, good for her.
Yeah, she definitely deserved it.
And if that's how she got it, fine. I'm with her that, like, if men have been doing that for a long time, then why can't women?
And they literally told her there aren't any women spots there. So what do you want her to do? Wait until she's a senior? No. Jerk them off.
Yeah.
Jerk the jerks off.
I would not do that, though.
Oh, no, I definitely wouldn't do that. But I'm not gonna say that she shouldn't have. Whatever.
Of course.
By any means necessary, you know? By any means necessary.
I mean, if that's like... it wasn't a blowjob, so...
And did it work or did it work? I mean...
Yeah. It's not the worst idea.
Yeah, because I just think of all the other things she could have done for effort. Like, she could have been making them cookies and doing laundry and killing herself. She knocked it all out in one night, got what she wanted. I mean, gumption.
And she looked really cute in that red dress.
Is she not just the cutest?
I just couldn't
get over her. I love her. She's beautiful.
I wonder where she got that. Yeah. I wonder where she got that dress, though.
I don't know. We'll have to look.
Yeah. Wait, so she was at that party by herself, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, okay, so let's switch to Whitney. So Whitney is a soccer player. That's mostly what we know about her character. And we see her on the field, and she's, like, obviously really good. I don't know anything about soccer, but, you know, she got a goal, so obviously she's really good.
Good job. And she's a freshman, so she's getting playing time, which they say is because of her mom. But it's not. She's actually good.
Yeah. But then she goes into the coach's office, or assistant coach. Is the assistant coach?
I just wrote coach. I'm assuming it's assistant because he seemed young. But I don't know how young he is.
Yeah. So she goes in his office, and at first we think, like, she actually goes there with a problem. But then it's clear they're, like... in a relationship?
Yeah. They've been doing it.
Yeah. And it's been going on for a while.
Yeah. That was not the first time. I thought that was the first practice. So I don't know if she got scouted or when this started, but.
It was a little confusing because I was like, wait, how does she know him?
Yeah.
And he seemed in the first meeting, I was like, wait, is he like a student coach?
Right.
But I don't know. I think he's supposed to be like a fully, you know,
I think
adult.
He's a staff position that she actually doesn't know. Because I thought maybe they even knew each other from high school and were like 4 years apart, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
No.
I would go. The scouting thing makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So he's a creep, though, obviously.
He's definitely a creep. What a jerk.
Yeah. Ladies, do not be seduced by guys in power positions.
Yeah. Do whatever you want. If you want to sleep with someone, do it. Just be safe and do not let them use their power on you.
Yes.
So sad.
And Leighton ends up feeling bad that she was mean to all the girls. So she ends up just getting them all iPads, which I thought was great.
Where's mine?
Yeah.
Like, you can call me whatever you want. You can throw away my burrito. I'll dig it out of the trash and eat it. But I will also take your iPad. Thank you, Lay.
Yeah. I thought that's a great apology.
What better apology? I mean, that's the only apology that I'm accepting by now.
Like, yeah.
If next time someone says, I'm sorry, I'll just be like, this is my address. You know where Apple is.
Just send them, like, this scene and say, like, this is me now.
And then I'll contact, every time I get a new one, I'll contact Jerry to buy my old one from me.
Oh, Jerry. No, except it wasn't. It was, I don't know if Jerry's an Apple guy, because apparently it was a Samsung tablet.
Well, everyone, send me Samsung. That's fine. I'll settle for that.
I'll take that, too.
I just need the ice cream.
God, so much happened in this episode.
Yeah.
So Bella does get on staff and she's excited. So she and Leighton are like walking around town, I guess.
Yeah.
And they run into Nico, her brother, and then I guess the guy who her brother was trying to set her up with.
Yeah. Friend, hookup, whatever, ambiguous Corey.
Did you think he was cute?
Not like Nico.
Yeah, definitely not. And Bella got excited and she was like, show me your abs. But he did not seem especially, like, when I saw him, I would not expect him to have abs.
Oh, no, me either. He just looked like a skinny guy.
Yeah, which I'm fine with. Like,
yeah, great.
Skinny guys.
But I definitely would be like, lift up that shirt. But, you know, our girl's sex positive. She's taking every experience she can get.
And turned out he did have abs, so.
He definitely did.
I guess just shoot your shot. You never know what people look like.
And the worst you'll see is Max's hairy flat.
Oh, gross. Speaking of Max, he does send Kimberly a text later saying, is it okay if I keep using your Netflix password?
The way that I want to rip his hair out, like, starting with the nipples.
Oh, gross.
Like, he makes me so violent. I mean, that's rage. Like, I just want to hurt him.
Have you ever used an ex's passwords, like, after?
No, I don't think so. But I've been with my husband now for almost a decade, so before that, we didn't have all the cool stuff, you know?
Okay, so with my ex-boyfriend, we shared a Spotify account, and I don't know, I think Spotify has, like, a family thing now.
It does. I have it.
Yeah, I do too, but, I mean, this was... I'm going to sound so old. I think it was like 7 years ago or something. Mm-hmm. And maybe it did exist, but we definitely like.
Just shared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. So I would try to keep logging in but two people can't be logged in at the same time. What? So maybe we did have a family or not like a family thing, but then he downgraded to a single. Ugh. And I would try to log in and it would keep stopping, and he had to say I ran into him and he was like, hey, so I can't use Spotify because you're still using it, so can you stop?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Did you?
I was so embarrassed. I did.
Oh my gosh, I would have been like, you can get a new account, bye.
Yeah, so
that's hilarious.
It's definitely a guy thing to do. But while Leighton and Bella are talking to Nico and Corey, is that the friend?
Yeah.
They get invited to a party. And this is like that scene in the show where they all come together and they get all dressed up and pregame. What did you think of their party outfits?
I thought they were very on character. I thought everyone looked how they were supposed to look.
Okay, so when I was like in my going out phase, the thing to do was like wear like tight jeans and a like a going out top.
Very sky top of you.
Yeah. I'm such an OC girl. But Layton was wearing like a black cocktail dress, which is like something I'd wear now, but I don't
Yeah.
think I'd never even had a dress like that in
Well,
college.
she's rich.
Yeah. So
Because,
I'm
yeah, I
sure.
feel like I would always just wear like dresses and boots. And, you
Yeah.
know, like I was cash. But I've dressed the same since I was four. So that's what I wore out. That's what I wear today. That's what I wore at 3 years old. It's who I am.
And we're not changing with trends.
Never.
And Bella wears a really cute dress, like colorful, you know, like her personality. Kimberly is wearing like cords and kind of like a shiny top. And I guess her like dress up style is slicking her hair back.
Which I loved. Like that was, it's so funny, so creepy. Like, oh. And you know, she doesn't think pants should ever be more than $40. So her outfit really, it made sense.
Yeah, and I love that that's her like fancy hairstyle.
Yes. That's how I'm going to wear my hair. That, I said I won't change with the trends, y'all, but
Yeah.
I might do a slick back do for my
Let's do
curls.
it. Yeah, and they're all giggly and going out to the party, but then Leighton is like, "Oh, hey guys, I forgot my phone.
Yeah.
See you later," which we know is a lie because I don't believe these girls would ever forget their phones
No
anywhere.
way. And you see instantly she didn't. But honestly, when I found out the reason she lied, I was happy because I was afraid that she was dissing them because she didn't want to be friends with them after all of that effort put in.
That's what I
And
thought
so,
too.
yeah. So I was like, okay, girl, shoot your shot too.
I thought she was running to find Esme and Francesca or whatever. So they're at the party, and Bella unfortunately sees some girls that are on the Catullan. Am I pronouncing that right?
You know, I don't say words.
Oh, right. So the, you know, College Humor magazine,
Yes. Ha ha, funny laugh.
but it turns out that they're the girlfriends of the, at least two of the guys
At
that she
least,
jerked
yes.
off.
Oh, and they say, next time you jerk off guys, make sure they don't have girlfriends. But that's not her responsibility.
Not at all.
Like, if she would have known they had girlfriends and then done that, and they still wouldn't have stopped her. That's your bad as well. But she has never met any of these guys.
Yeah.
That's not her. That's not on her. You're fine, babes.
Yeah. So they suck. No wonder they don't want to hire any more girls because
Exactly.
that's
Because
unstaffed.
their husbands are slut pigs.
Yes. Slut pig. Finger
Boyfriends,
pointing.
I guess.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, there's an wait, was it another scene where Bella was wearing a denim jumpsuit?
Yeah, I think she started out the night in that and then changed because I was like, oh my God, she looks great.
Yeah.
I was like Brittany and Justin.
Okay, and also, do you remember Eileen on Beverly Hills wore a denim jumpsuit?
It was not good like that. Oh my God. Eileen, I think, might have been the housewife with the worst fashions of all time. Maybe even worse than Jizzy for me.
Did you like Eileen?
I liked her. I didn't dislike her, but the way she dressed, I was like, baby. Get a new bag, Macy's. Get a Macy's credit card, $25, like a minimum payment every month. Like, at least get yourself a Michael Kors, like the seventh graders in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
I mean, a
Oh,
Kate Spade, like something.
anything. Like, I'll buy you one. Give me your address. Oh,
Was she
terrible.
supposed to just not care or not have money?
I think I don't. I was always confused about that. So I think that her husband is like a real gambler because,
Yeah, I
and
remember
so
that.
yeah, because I know their family comes from money. His does, so they should have money. But I think that, you know, they don't have Beverly Hills money because she's never really done anything other than soaps. Not that that's not great. Good for you, girl. But you know.
Yeah, I did hear on the blogs
Yes.
that he's a big gambler. So maybe
Yeah.
that's why.
That's why I was like, can you borrow something, anything?
Okay, so that also kind of fits into Bella. She's like, okay, I'm gonna go with this like sleek jumpsuit. And then she's like, you know what? I'm just gonna show some skin and
Yeah.
change into this dress. And poor Kimberly, she slips, I think, and falls in some beer.
Oh my God. I would do that.
And wants to leave, as I would. And but then she walks out and Nico gets a little flirty with her.
Yes. And it's like, I'll give you dry clothes.
I thought he was going to do like a, oh, come up to my room and I'll like help you change. But it doesn't seem like he's a creep.
No. And that's why I wonder, too, if he's just really nice and sensitive because he has a sister, or is he gay?
Ooh, okay, possible.
And maybe that's why they're both so close, because
they're both gay.
Yeah, because we find out that the reason Leighton left is to go hook up with girls at a bar.
But she was at a casino.
Yeah, I don't know how she got in. I never understand any of that. And now, it's like the older we get, I was watching them all drink at underage, and I was like, don't get hurt.
I kind of liked that they, none of them had, like, qualms about drinking. It wasn't like, oh, I'm not allowed to, which they could have made into a thing.
And I mean, it makes sense. That's real, like, that's a real experience of college. Kimberly was the only one that was like, can we not have open containers? You, someone could slip something in here. And I loved that. But
that's so something I would have said.
Same. I didn't even like drink until I was 21, so
yeah. I don't think I drank until like sophomore, because freshman year I was still scared of my parents. I was still a Bella.
It's scary. You want to be a good girl.
I know. And I was afraid of getting roofied like Kimberly, even though, like, I don't even think that was as common as we were told it was.
Well, I think it's, I mean, I don't, I agree with you, but now listening to like podcasts in real life, I'm like, maybe it does happen more than we knew.
That's true. There is a lot of true crime that starts that way.
So, I don't know. Cover your drinks, girls.
Yeah. Even if you're at a frat party.
Yeah.
And then,
especially if you're at a frat party.
Whitney is also kind of not in a great mood because she has run into the coach's wife earlier that day, I think.
Yeah. Not cool.
Not cool. It's clear she didn't know he was married.
Yeah, definitely. And that's why we know that she didn't know him.
Even yeah.
He sends her Kit Kat bouquets. No, nothing makes cheating on your wife okay, girl.
Agree, but the Kit Kat bouquet was cute.
Totally. And I love Crunch Bars. And I told my husband, like, I will, if I don't have one Sunday delivered to my door, I'm moving out.
No hand job for you.
No hand jobs for you. But yeah. But she does, on the plus side, gets to meet Kanan, who's super cute and wants to see his room.
And I was proud of her. I was hoping that she would be dumping the coach, though.
Yeah, I think she will be. I hope. Right?
I hope. She's a smart girl.
Yeah, she's a smart girl. Beautiful. Athletic. Winnie, you've got it all going for you. Just leave that asshole.
I mean, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, they're super young.
And so Leighton does end up hooking up with a woman that she meets on, I guess it's supposed to be like a lesbian dating app.
Yeah.
I did think it was like kind of weird that like, it was someone older. I think it was someone in their 30s, but like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I couldn't remember. Because I noticed there was like 27, like 36. There was a lot of different ages, and I couldn't remember the one she picked, but I knew it definitely was older than her.
I don't know. I don't
know. And my problem, though, with that is that she didn't lie on hers. Like you saw, it said like late 19. So that's the problem for me. I mean, I guess that's not underage. I guess 18.
Oh. Like, whatever. She didn't say she was 18, or maybe she was
18. Well, I always just consider, like, consenting 21. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't even occur to me until just now, like, that she's actually of age. That wasn't illegal of that woman. So I was like, pervert! And then I'm like, oh, okay.
We're so American that we think 21 is, like, the age.
Exactly. Everyone in, like, Europe is drinking, like, 15 with their parents at dinner, and we're like, 21!
And then Kimberly does get clothes from Nico, but what I noticed is he seemed to just give her like a flannel shirt
to put on top of her wet shirt.
That doesn't really do anything.
Especially for the smell. Like, what?
That's gross. She even told him, I think the like pumpkin ale got in my bra. So I don't know how that was helping.
Yeah. And she had small boobs. So she should have definitely taken off her bra and her shirt and just done like a flannel and buttoned it up. And she could look so cute. Maybe tied at the bottom. She'd have been perfect.
Maybe that's what he expected, but since we saw her changing in the closet earlier,
she just didn't get it. She's like, this is my first pumpkin ale experience. She needs a fairy godmother to flip that pumpkin ale into a work of art.
I'm sure if Bella was in a better mood, she would have fixed her up a little.
Yes.
So that's where the episode ends. All the girls are kind of have gone up and down, and but are, I think we've established that they are close now.
Yeah, and I love it.
Yeah. And it's very similar. Like, you get really close with people when you live together, like, no matter what, I think.
Definitely. Yeah.
Great first episode. I'm excited to talk about the next one with you. And we're recording this the day after Thanksgiving. So episodes 1 through 5 are up on HBO Max right now. The Sex Lives of College Girls is the handle on Instagram. And they also have a lot of like fun clips and like cute questions. So check them out also. And Kalindi, tell everyone where they can find you and your podcast.
You can find my podcast, Housewives Heretics, anywhere podcasts are. And you can follow us on Instagram at Housewives Heretics. Keep it easy.
And you've been guesting on other podcasts also.
Yeah, I make my rounds.
And of course, you can find Project Mindy on Instagram and Project Mindy Pod on Twitter. And Kalindi and I will be recapping The Sex Lives of College Girls. And if you want to hear more about a character or you have any opinions, leave a comment and we will get to it. Thanks for joining me. Bye.